It's Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
I've brought you the greatest gift of all.
Oh, yeah?
Well, in that case...
Entertain me!
It's showtime!
Make use of the help that God puts around you.
We are not a glum lot.
A promise is a promise.
It's very simple. Just don't drink and go to meetings.
Give time.
Easy does it. But do it.
Want to have self-esteem? Just do esteemable things.
One day at a time.
We carry the message, not the alcoholic.
Don't quit before the miracle happens.
Hey, with an effective character, three guys sitting around talking about a personal experience in recovery. Hey, I'm Mike.
I'm Dennis.
And James here.
The opinions are our own. We don't represent any particular organization, institution, or fellowship. Today, we'll be sharing our experience talking about happy memories in this episode 228 of the Effective Characters Podcast. Let's go.
Woohoo!
Happy.
I certainly am happy to see you both virtually.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I can't see you.
It's a sweet virtual haircut you have, Dennis.
Yeah, I decided to go with the reverse mohawk since I'm balding.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I like it.
He's got the Krusty the Clown.
He does look like Krusty.
He doesn't have
Krusty the Clown. I should dye it blue then, right?
Yes. I would like to dedicate this episode to Batman. Because one of our good friends that told his story in episode 55 of the Defective Characters podcast, Kevin, passed away this past week. I think it was a week ago when the episode was released. And you can go back and listen to his story. He also shared when Jay told his story on our podcast and a couple others. I wanted to kind of look back, and in AA, I see a lot more of the positives of things that have happened in the past rather than just thinking of the negative. And that's one of the, I think, gifts of this program that it's taught me. So, as we talk about the last 7 days, I know that was for me something that happened. Did you guys want to say anything about Kevin when you found out last week?
He was in my phone as Batman, and because that was his favorite character. I loved his shares at the meetings. He was always just full of, great knowledge, and he presented very well. And he was just, when you come and ask him a question or something, you'd just be like, well, that's nice. Or he would just tell you, yeah, it's no big deal. And he was just so, he was very smooth and kind, and he seemed pretty humble, and he was a good friend. I remember seeing Avengers Endgame with him, and it was a good time. That was the last fun memory I had of him.
Yeah.
Dennis?
I remember Kevin was actually the first person that I met in AA besides Jay, who I met Jay, and Jay's the reason I came to AA. But before I ever came into AA, Jay had introduced me to Kevin. So, him and Kevin would meet up and, sit outside the restaurant right next to my house where Jay worked at the time. And we'd sit out front, us three, and talk about movies and stuff. And recovery type stuff. Cause at that point it was during the time period I quit using or whatever. And so I became friends with him before I ever walked into AA. And then I walked into AA and I learned a lot more about him or whatever. So it was really interesting. And for a while he was a part of our crew. We went to the movies regularly, hung out regularly. He went to the morning meeting regularly. And, he was on this podcast several times just randomly as a guest on an episode or so, in addition to telling his story. So it'll be missed. But, what I'll say is that Kevin, since I've known him, he struggled with health issues throughout the 7 years that I've known him. And, you know, we heard from his daughter that he passed away peacefully in his sleep. So I feel, you know, I'm sad that he's gone, but I feel a little comfort that he went peacefully and now he's in peace now and isn't struggling anymore with the health issues. So he will be missed, and he'll be missed by a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that's the big takeaway. It was there were a lot of great great memories. He, a huge fan of movies. We actually, when we did talk episode 55, that was like the big takeaway. It was like Batman, and that it was always fun talking about movies with him and stuff. And he talked about he had health issues back in 2018, and there was kind of lingering effects and continued stuff after he had all those surgeries, and how the dooms and the glooms that a lot of us without, I know for me, the big takeaway is when I got divorced and I was talking to him about the stuff, he's like, man, it's really not that bad. And as much as in real life, I don't like it when somebody tries to one-up me, it is comforting when you go, oh, I'm going through this, and somebody else goes, hey, look at my pile of trash. I went through this, and this was how trashy, you know. And it was like comforting, because not only do you know that you're not alone and going through stuff, but also if you have a friend that has gone through more and actually made it to the other side of that garbage, it is so comforting going like, you know what, he might not have, you know, anything right now monetarily to go in to do this or that or whatever, right? But he is sunshiny because he can sit and talk about movies and he can do that stuff. And he was able to. So there was a lot of moments that weren't great that allowed me to realize that things aren't that bad. So I'm forever grateful for him for kind of showing me some of that. So the last 7 days, part of where my mind was the last 7 days was a lot of those memories, but also a lot of gratitude that, hey, I have a great life today. I'm thankful that I didn't catch COVID. My fiance has been trying to fight it off the last 7 days, and I've been distancing myself in the house from her. So it's been like challenging, you know. I originally wasn't going to, and then she's like, it's so bad. I feel so bad. So over the weekend, I saw her a little bit. And outside of that, you know, this past week I've had to stay away from her. And it's funny the difference, because when COVID first came out, my now ex-wife, she was one of the first ones to get it and test positive for it. And I don't know if it was a false positive or what, but she had to distance herself for 2 weeks away from myself. And at the time, my daughter, that was a year and a half, just under 2 years old. And it was a completely different experience than what I've had now. You know, it was not one to say thank you. So I would like bring her food and leave it outside of her room. And there was like none of that. And now it's overwhelming where it's like, I get writing on the wall, you know, like if people show appreciation, then it's like, oh, they actually, you know, it's just, I guess, a different thing, but it's flashing me back to 4 years ago and how that situation was way different than what's happening now. And even though people go, oh, this COVID isn't as bad as the other one, if you catch it and you're on your butt for like a week, that's still pretty bad. You know, that's like not a good time. So there was a lot of reflection this week. And I'm excited this weekend, have a couple birthday parties that we're going to do and go bowling. And I'm thinking I'm just going to be a onlooker to bowling and not actually going to bowl. Cause the last time, I don't know what it is, I threw my back out last time I bowled. I don't think I was ready for throwing a 10-pound ball, just a motion, you know, too. So yeah, just looking forward to some of that. So, James, what do you got going on?
Just the last week. Let me see. I went and visited my boy. I went to an Indian casino, as I told you. So it's kind of cool. The hotel was $400, and then we brought $400 to play with, right? And we played for the whole weekend when we weren't at the conference. And we ended up leaving the casino with $800. So I got I broke even. It was like a complete package deal. Like, I played the casino for the whole weekend. I got the night, both nights and everything covered. And it was fun. It was a good time. It could have gone south, as you know, Mike. We went before the Blink 182 concert. I tried my luck, and you were so kind. You're just like, James, you want to go? Yeah, I'll stay, but sure you don't want to go, buddy. I was like, this never happens. It was a good time. My son, he's really quite musical. My 16-year-old, he wanted a keyboard. I got him a keyboard. He just picked it up so easily. And then I got him a guitar, and he's picking up guitar. He wants a drum set too, but you know, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, because it would just be too loud, unless I get him an electric one. But he just sits there, and he'll just over and over and over and over again until he learns something. It's amazing. He's got a lot more focus than I did at that age, that's for sure. And then just working, everything's good. I'm still doing my 21-day fast. I think I'm done Saturday. I've lost 5 pounds in just 20, it's been 18 days, and I'm still not eating past 7, and man, it's hard sometimes. It's really hard, because around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so hungry. So I just drink water and sometimes chocolate milk. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Go, Dennis.
I was waiting for the transition.
that's your transition.
Yeah, I don't know. My week has been kind of weird. I don't know. Everything just feels kind of off. I don't know why. Well, I mean, I guess I do know why, but you know, with the whole Kevin thing, and it like kind of hit me because it's like the second like close death in like a month and like of this year. So that was kind of like odd. But yeah, I spent I went out to lunch with Jay one day, and you know, Jay and Kevin were really close and stuff, so we spent a lot of time talking about him. And I hung out with Steve, One-Eyed Steve, and the doctor, Dr. Ray, and Mark and Mike McNally on Monday. So that was a little, you know, it was nice, obviously, but it's still like those lingering things that everyone's talking about, like death and people passing away and stuff. So, but it was nice to see everyone. And in happier news, like the server I play on, the owner of the server and the moderators made me a moderator. So they gave me a little bit of power. And, responsibility, I guess. So that's nice. It's an honor. I don't have to do much, but it's still like cool that they thought highly of me out of everyone on the server to like become a part of that team. So that was cool. Yeah, other than that, not much. Just working on Minecraft stuff. I'm working on a big build right now. And we welcomed like 5 new members to the server. So like I'm meeting some new people, which is always, yeah, whatever. It's good and bad. It's good and nerve wracking, I guess. But yeah, other than that, everything's good. Coming up, I don't know. I got to work on some Minecraft stuff.
Cool.
Sweet. That's all.
So let me ask you guys. So were you, if you think back, did you have an easy time of coming up with happy memories before you came into the rooms? Or was it just me that like struggled? Say, for instance, if I'm eating a burger, okay, I, in the moment, will be like, this garbage, blah, blah, blah. And back in the day, I would always realize how terrible it is. And coming into AA, the past 9 years, and my ex said it, and also Becky has said it, where I will forget that I had an awful meal at a place, and I will order the exact same thing, and then go back and be like, ah, oh, like, this wasn't as good as last time. And somebody else will have to bring up to me that it was actually awful the first time, and that I complained the first time about it because it wasn't good. It's almost like my perspective easily gets wiped negative thing that happened in the past. Am I the only one with that?
No, I recently did that. I had a quarter pounder with cheese at McDonald's like maybe a year ago. And I was like, gosh, I remember this being so good as a child. And it was just disgusting and salty, and I couldn't stand it. And about a week ago, it was like 6:50, and my wife and I were going to the store. I was like, I want a burger. I'm hungry. It's almost 7, so there's a McDonald's. Let's stop there. And then I got a quarter pounder with cheese, and I vaguely remembered it being too salty. And then this time I got just onions and lettuce on it, and same thing. It was just so salty, disgusting. And I was like, ugh, never again. I'm not coming back to McDonald's unless it's for chicken nuggets. But I was just, or breakfast. McDonald's breakfast is the bomb. But yeah, their burgers, like, they've come a long way since the 50s. They're horrible, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think it does.
They are really salty.
I could easily. Dennis, did you have that too? Have you had that in the past?
Yeah, I like. It's funny because, like, most of my life, I never reminisced on anything, right? Like, I even had a friend at one time. It's like, you know, you never bring up stories from the past. And I thought about it, and it's like, I don't, because I don't ever think about it. And it wasn't until later in life that I started thinking about the past and the future. And then obviously that's when the anxiety and shit got really bad. But even now to this day, I have a hard time remembering good stuff, because whenever I look back, it's always like the bad stuff that sticks out. And one quick example is with Kevin, right? Kevin was in my first movie that I wrote, directed, and acted in, blah, 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 the first Faldo movie.
Oh, yeah.
And he did, a great job at it. Like, he fit the part perfectly, like, visually. He did a great job at the comedy of it. And we had a lot of fun doing it. And, like, if I force myself to think about that, that's really good. But the first thought that comes to my mind when I think about him being in that movie is like, oh, I asked him to be in the second one and he didn't want to be in the second one. But like, why do I think about that instead of like the good times we had on the first one? And that's something every day I struggle with that.
Yeah. Well, he told me he didn't want to be in the second one. He said the direction was just
probably. I don't blame him.
Just kidding.
It could be, like, I know that for me, I needed to make gratitude lists, and it was what the gratitude alphabet, and I've talked about it enough on here, but seriously, that's what I did to fall asleep the first, I think I was told about it, maybe like a month sober, and because every single night, or most nights anyway, without exaggerating, at least 5 nights out of the week, I would have to be so drunk that I would actually just fall asleep. So when I stopped that, I needed something, and the gratitude alphabet came up, and that helped me be positive thinking about things in the past. There's even friendships and relationships that I had so much resentment on, right? And people that I haven't seen since I've been sober, but I made amends to them and everything else. But now they're still, I'm noticing on like on Facebook or whatever, that they're starting to like stuff again that I did after. And that's like a little, like a nod, like, hey, like, hope you're doing good. At least that's what I think. Anytime that I am liking somebody's stuff or reaching out, since I've moved around, the majority of my friends that I have made live in other states throughout my life, you know, and I imagine as the years go on, it'll probably be less because the last 8 years I've been here in Florida. So it's people in the rooms or people that I've come in contact with. But with those people, I had the worst. I had memories with them, but the last couple memories were all bad. And that's what I resonated on. And now I look back and I'm able to remember the good times, you know, and maybe that's an age thing as well. But like I had to make the list to look at the pile of happy things. So that way it would be a happy memory. Because if you're thinking about the happy memories all the time and not the negative ones, for me, then the negative ones throughout time, I don't remember them anymore. Because, you know, that's why I had so much anger and resentment, was because that is what I would focus on all the time. You know, it wouldn't be any of the positive. So that's one way where how to create a happy memory worked for me.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. So.
Okay. You guys have anything else that you want to add in?
Well, so creating happy memories is, it's easy for me because I'm always trying to stay in the moment. And when my mind starts to wander, I can just bring it back here. So if I'm always in the moment and I'm being in gratitude and joyful, you know, I'm creating happy moments wherever I go. And, you know, if something is negative or is affecting me in a negative way, I try to, you know, embrace my feelings and just know that this is something that is happening now, that this too shall pass. And just what's going on with this? Why am I feeling like this? And then when I get over something, you know, it's a good feeling because you're like, okay, I got through that. And everything's going to be okay. Happy memories come up a lot of times with my children. They're getting so much older now. They're two young men, and anytime I'm around Jay, he's got a new baby who's, you know, I think he's 1 year old and he looks just like my oldest son who's 20. He looks like my 20-year-old when he was a baby. And every time I see him, I just get a flood of emotions of just happiness. Like, you know, I loved that, you know, I was able to be there as a father, even though I was still, you know, drinking, but I just have happy memories. I have so many good, happy memories. They flood my mind a lot more than any negative ones do. And I do believe, I think that's because I have a conscience contact with God, and he's letting me know that although you've been through so much, remember, I was there holding your hand through it all, and I brought you through all that so you can be closer to me, because there's no doubt in my mind that I came in contact with God at the lowest point in my life. And if he could meet me at the lowest point of my life and let me know that everything's going to be okay, it's only going to get better. There's just so much grace and joy in my life, and I don't know, little things make me happy. You know, the rustling of the lizards in the bushes, that always just like, oh, look at those little critters. That makes me happy, making joys. I love waking up at 6 a.m. and the sun's just coming out and walking outside. It was freezing this morning. I love the different temperatures. The heat during the summer, I don't think I'm ever going to find happy memories there unless I'm at a beach or something. It is just brutal. I picked the wrong place to live, but I love it. I don't know how all these families do that. They bring like a party of five and they go to Disney World for 4 days in a row. And these poor kids are dehydrated and they're all so miserable, but they're trying to have fun. Like, this is fun. You guys are having fun. Anyways, I'm off track. They're making happy memories too. It's just probably a little harder for them. Anyways, what do you got, Dennis?
Yeah, I remember as a kid, I would go to Disney. Like, we went like every weekend and we'd spend like 12 hours walking around the parks in the heat. And we had a blast. I think as a kid, you don't care about the heat that much. You're just like having fun. But as you get older, you're like, oh, the goddamn heat. But yeah, that was fun. But yeah, as far as happy memories, you know, for me anyways, it's a constant active thing, just like a connection with God or whatever. It doesn't come natural to me. So I have to like force myself to be like, no, stop. Think of something happy. You know, I had to do it with when my grandmother passed away, you know, so fixate, like I was really close with my grandma. I spent like 4 years living with her at one point in time and, you know, was close when we weren't living together. So when she passed away, you know, I was fixated on losing her or whatever. But then I had to remember like why I love her so much and the examples that she set and memories that we had. And I just have to stop and think about that. So that way, like, those become more dominant. And, you know, the same thing I did with Kevin earlier is like, my first thought about him being in my movie is him rejecting or not wanting to be in the second one. And, you know, there's reasons for it. It wasn't any bad reason either. It was just whatever. But I have to stop myself every time I think of that and think about how great the first one was and how like awesome that was. So hopefully like that becomes the first thought eventually, you know, when I think about Kevin and not a negative thought. But for some reason, it's always the negative thoughts that pop up first. And I don't know why. So I have to constantly work at it. But what Mike touched on with the gratitude list every day is like, as I've mentioned before in this podcast, is that like James's wife, T-Bird, is actually my gratitude buddy. And we started this like, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, whatever, like 6.5 years ago or whatever. And so like every week, unless she's like busy or out of town or whatever, like she'll call me and we'll like have a conversation for like 20-30 minutes or whatever, catch up. And then like, we each say like 5 things. Usually it's more of like things that we're grateful for. And, you know, that over the years, that has helped a lot because no matter what, at that moment, it forces me to think of gratitude and name things. And then I end up like naming things that like has happened throughout the week, like meeting up with James and Mike, having the podcast, which I could take for granted, but like once a week, I'm forced to think about how grateful I am for that. Or like things as simple as like water and fresh air and air conditioning and like stuff, but then also the bigger things as well, you know? And I think taking that moment to either write it down like Mike did or having a buddy that you like vocally tell this to routinely, regularly as part of your program, like, helps a lot, you know, because if I didn't do that, I could probably go weeks or month without thinking one thing I'm grateful for, which is totally not healthy. But yeah, that's all I got.
Thanks.
Awesome. Dennis. Thank you, Dennis. And you know what? Instead of thinking about, you know, Kevin not being in the second one, remember, if Kevin was in the second one, I wouldn't have been in there.
That's very possibly true. Yeah, because I rewrote the story to fit you because Kevin wasn't going to be in it.
Then yeah. I never would have been nominated for best actor or supporting actor behind you, Dennis.
Yeah. And then you also got the lovely memory with your daughter going to the theater and seeing you on the screen.
Her very first movie was Dennis's movie.
Yeah. So it's like everything's meant to be kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like it worked out the way it's supposed to work out.
And you know what? I'm going to look back on this episode and I'm going to have a happy memory about it. That's what I think. Going to do it. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll go back next Thursday sharing our experience, strength, and hope with you on episode 2. It's entirely right to have all these character defects removed. Remember?
What rolls downstairs, a loner appears, rolls over your neighbor's dog. It's great for a snack and fits on your back. It's log, log.
Log, log, log.
It's log, it's log.
It's big, it's heavy, it's wood.
It's log, it's log. It's better than bat. It's good.
That is good.
Woohoo! And we'll see you next time.